It's past eight, breakfast on BBC Radio Shropshire. According to Ludlow's Liberal Democrat councillor, Andy Boddington, he said Shropshire Council are going to cancel all discretionary business rates relief for charities, sports groups and community schemes. It could cost some groups tens of thousands of pounds. Peter Nutting is the Conservative leader for Shropshire Council and joins us in the studio this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that right?
No, not really. The reality is we are required every 3 years to review all our arrangements with discretionary rates. So a formal letter was sent out saying we intend to do it. There are no targets financially on this exercise. Really, what we are aiming at are more likely to be retail units where some of the charities do sell new stuff and compete with shops up the road. We will be reviewing that. But we reckon for 99% of the people receiving the discretionary rate relief now, there will be no change whatsoever.
You can legally charge them up to 20% if you
want. Yeah, we're not intending to.
You're not intending to do that.
So is this not a bit of scaremongering then for some of the charities?
It is. And it's a bit unfortunate that the letter that was sent out wasn't perhaps the wisest worded letter that's ever happened.
Did you check it before it went?
I didn't personally see it. It didn't come to me. I have lots of portfolio holders.
Right. Could easily have been misconstrued, is that what you're saying?
I think, yeah. And we have a no-blame culture at Shropshire Council, and I mean that. We will be having a conversation with certain members of staff around this letter, and there may be some education required.
Okay. All right. So, but some community shops could be affected here, then?
I don't think it's likely to be anything that's local. It's more the national charities who do sort of almost operate like businesses. And there's no intention anywhere to financially gain for Shropshire Council, but we do want to make sure that everybody on the high street is playing to the same rules. And we do think some of the charity shops sometimes are selling new goods and they're competing with shops up the road who are.
Whilst they are for charity, I accept that and we understand the reasons and everything else, they're getting a bit more of an unfair advantage.
And that's really the only area I want to look at. In terms of village halls, I hear you talking about Ludlow Assembly Rooms.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there being any problem there whatsoever. We've just invested.
So they would not be penalised at all, is that what you're saying?
They are not likely to be penalised at all.
Right. Let's talk to John Revel. John is from Kaleidoscope Theatre Company. You've got some headphones there, you'll hear him. Right. Based in Kemberton near Shifnal, and they're a drama company which caters for people with Down syndrome. They have the letter saying their business rates relief is under threat. John, good morning.
Good morning, Eric and Claire.
So are you reassured by what you hear?
I am to a degree, but it's the hesitancy there that I detect.
Oh, there's no hesitancy.
What we really want is absolute clarity on this and a definite decision, so that we know where we're going. Because from our point of view, if we were to have to find even 20% of the rate, it would have a devastating effect on Kaleidoscope. We exist purely bumping along the bottom of the line financially, and it basically closes down if we had to find extra money.
What did the letter say?
Well, this was the thing. It's a bit ambiguous, isn't it? Because it says the last line really is, therefore, please accept this letter as formal notice that, subject to amendments made to the policy and the discretionary rate relief currently awarded, will be reduced or totally removed with effect from the 1st of April 2019.
That's pretty clear, Peter.
That would scare you, wouldn't it?
Well,
if you got that.
And I accept that. And as I said, I do believe it was a poorly worded letter. We will learn lessons from this, go forward. There is no intention financially to gain from Shropshire Council. It is just a question of making sure there's a fair playing field for everybody. But organisations like the one we've just been talking about have absolutely nothing to worry about.
How's that then, John?
Well, I mean, that's great news. I mean, it's... let's hope that, you know, we see that in writing very shortly.
OK, but I mean, you are far more reassured this morning, right now, than you were yesterday.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, I was beginning to think the whole of the social infrastructure of Shropshire was going to go down, because if you start charging rates for village halls and community groups and social groups and sports clubs and everybody else, the whole thing will collapse.
Well, in all fairness, to Peter Nutting, that is not the intention. Yeah. As he said, it is a somewhat misworded letter.
Yeah, well, I accept that from Peter, right. and I accept his reassurance there.
Jolly good. Just before you go, remind us what you do. I've been to Kemberton before, and I've seen what you do. I've seen you working in the community. Tell me what Kaleidoscope Theatre does.
Well, we're a touring company based here in Kemberton. We've got 7 of us that live and work together. 5 of those happen to have Down syndrome. They are our core team, and we've got 25 other people who join us for our full-scale productions, which we take all over the place, from National Trust properties right down to sometimes we've performed in people's front rooms and things like that with our small-scale theatre. I think we've done most village halls in Shropshire, performing for WIs and other clubs and things like that. And we've toured internationally. We've been to Japan and Hungary in the past. We went to the Edinburgh Festival again last summer, took a show on A Wing and a Prayer on that one, and that's basically it. I mean, we're continue to survive, as I say, bumping along the bottom of the financial barrel, but everybody's got a cheery face in Kaleidoscope, and we keep going.
Well, you'd be relieved to hear, as we said this morning, your rates won't be affected by the sounds of
it. Well, that is absolutely brilliant news.
Good to talk to you.
It certainly put a cat amongst the pigeons when that came in.
All right, we take the cat away. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, John Revel from Kaleidoscope Theatre, based in Kemberton.